AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A major electricity grid operator is asking 65 million customers across 13 eastern states and the District of Columbia to conserve energy through tomorrow morning. PJM Interconnection's Susan Bueller.
PJM did make a call to conserve electricity across our entire footprint, to conserve energy, because we really saw a condition on the grid that we hadn't seen in a long time.
It's the motivation to get home.
I want to eat my mom's famous mac and cheese.
But CBS's Naomi Ruckum says not everyone is going to get where they want to go.
At Soldier Field in Chicago, ticket prices dropped faster than the temperatures to see the Bears take on the Buffalo Bills, with some seats going for less than $10. Airport disruptions are still plaguing travelers trying to make it home.
So we missed our flight.
What?
No way.
The Ferretti family had to change their plans last minute, but they're hoping to make it a memorable holiday anyway.
We'll just have to reroute Santa Claus and we'll have a good time.
Midnight Mass at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. And at the Vatican.
Diamo a te.
Pope Francis led 7,000 worshipers at the traditional Christmas Eve Mass at the St. Peter's Basilica. Tamales are a holiday tradition for many families, but this year they've become an expensive tradition, says KCBS-TV's Joy Benedict.
It appears inflation is playing Grinch in the holiday feast.
So everything is due to the recession, you know, wages went up, materials went up, everything went up.
Monza Batista has been working at her aunt and uncle's restaurant for years. She says their costs have soared 60%, but they've only raised the cost of a dozen this year by $2, which is 7%.
The Taliban today imposed even more restrictions on women in Afghanistan.
The Taliban has ordered all national and international NGOs or non-governmental organizations to stop their women employees from working. The order, which has drawn swift international condemnation, comes less than a week after the Taliban banned women from attending universities. A Taliban statement reads, "There have been serious complaints regarding the non-observance of the Islamic hijab and other rules and regulations pertaining to the work of females." The UN Afghanistan humanitarian coordinator says many UN programs will be affected by this newest order. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
China's dealing with a national wave of COVID infections. Emergency wards near Beijing said to be overwhelmed. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
A new film tells the story of the descendants of those aboard the last slave ship known to arrive in the U.S.
The Clotilda arrived in the U.S. in 1860, 52 years after the importation of enslaved people was federally abolished. But those aboard settled in a place near Mobile, where relatives like Joycelyn Davis still live.
I've always known because I live in an African town community.
Davis says she thought all black people could trace their ancestry back to their homeland.
I heard that it's like 1%. Of African Americans that can trace their roots back to Africa.
The documentary tells the story of the community and the struggles it has endured thanks to environmental injustice and poverty. Davis hopes it inspires other black people to take action during this holiday season and decide,
this is what we're going to do. We're going to We're going to trace our roots.
The Africatown community is working to spur economic transformation and preserve the legacy of its ancestors. Allison Key, CBS News.
And I'm Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
We're back for the best of the 20s. Well, so far, this is Mag Sync Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Safe in her own latitude. Leave me
Of the 20s.
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
So far, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Yeah. Community.
This is the best of the 20s. Well, so far, on Max Inc. Radio.
Why you begging on me? It's time that we enjoy this life before it's dark infinity. So tell me, what do we got to lose?
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
song to bring you some awesome commercials. It's the best of the 20s. Well, so far, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
CBS News Brief, a big electricity supplier, is asking 65 million customers in 13 states and the District of Columbia to lower electricity use till tomorrow. PGM Interconnection's Susan Bueller.
We understand it's a holiday weekend and people are gathering and celebrating, but there are some simple things that they can do that really make a big difference.
Migrants in the U.S. are looking for a place to stay warm tonight, says CBS's Christian Benavides.
Those who lack shelter are feeling the worst of the biting cold blanketing much of the country. In El Paso, Texas, some migrants remained on the streets where they endured temperatures dipping into the teens.
Pope Francis led 7,000 worshipers at the traditional Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica.
Ti vediamo così vicino, vicino a noi per sempre.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, when you want to go see a band or get a drink, you want to know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only up music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.
We're back for the best of the 20s. Well, so far, this is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio and the best of the 20s so far. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Williamson Street here in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Ethical Trade Company. The holidays are coming, and what a better way to give than purchasing your gifts from the Ethical Trade Company on Madison's East Side. Goods for a better world. For hours and locations, go to ethicaltradeco.com.
Thank you.
as water chokes another soul. This game is long to cause and let it go. And as water chokes another soul.
Burn in the water, burn in the fire. Escape the mortal chains that own it. Drown in the water, burn in the fire.
The best of the 20s.
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
So far, you're listening to MagSync Radio on Civic Media.
Down. the daylight, lies in the dark. Periods keep changing into question marks. Pretend no difference between false and true. A telephone is ringing, we know now for who. You can take the truth away, but you can't make it not matter. When the lights turn on, rats will always scatter.
Rise up,
we're together, not divided by one.
Rise up,
never surrender any parts from the sun. One language.
Of the 20s so far. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
But do I have
have enough to hold on. But the rift is huge. Oh, 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 oh. She barely loves me.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Well, if she loves me, it's not by much. She barely loves me. Enough to hold on.
Was I not good to you? Was I unfair to you? I tried the best I could. That one time I said to you, I could not stomach you. I meant my stomach, it felt bad.
Don't you think heard this before? You always got one foot out the door. Your other foot, it's fiddling around, sweeping dust off the floor. She barely loves me.
Oh, yes, she does.
Well, if she loves me, it's not by much. She barely loves me.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.